This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, Tua Ngā Reo o Te Hapore, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Dave Vanessa, and I'm really happy to be here again and just having a chat about what's going on in the world, like how are we getting ready for the colder months? Are there things about our self-care that we've been kind of neglecting and we want to start doing some work on? How are we coping with the fact that we're halfway through May already? And all of those wonderful things. So before I get into all that juiciness, I want a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoro and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details for Progress to Health and you think, hey, talking to Progress to Health might be something very helpful for myself or for someone else. You know, I do play that ad again at the end of the show. So stick around, grab a pen and paper, and you'll be able to grab all those contact details and to reach out to Progress to Health. So let's just jump straight in, shall we? So we're coming up to the middle of May. Maybe we are the middle of May. I'm really not good with timing. I should have a calendar in front of me anytime I come on the show. And it's like kind of starting to get colder. We're very, very definitely in autumn. We're probably getting quite close to it being winter. I don't know about you, but we're depending on where you are or when you are that you're listening to the show, it's been getting a bit colder. I definitely have been looking for my winter clothes and getting a warmer blanket and kind of starting to prep, getting the fire on and all those things. We've been having various workmates have, it kind of feels like it's a rolling schedule of at least one or two people off for some of each week. And it just seems to be that time of year that it's kind of like, ugh, it's that time of year. And so I just know that it can be really good to kind of prepare ourselves before we get to that point, because we're still having lots of really sunny days. There's still been some nice fun stuff going on. Obviously, towards the end of the month, beginning of next month, we've got another public holiday. So it's kind of like, you know, we haven't got to that cold, miserable, no public holidays, just slogging through time of the year, right? That's a little bit later on. But right now, it's a perfect time to kind of do like a review, a kind of check-in with ourselves, a check-in with our well-being, a check-in with our kind of our plans. I find it can be kind of like quite a good sort of like, as much as it's month five, it's kind of like second semester, well, start of second term or halfway through second term, kind of second quarter, let's have a check-in. Where are our plans for the year? Are we on track for that? is the things we wanted to organise to look after our well-being, are they kind of going okay? Do we have all the things we need to have in place to look after ourselves in the colder, wetter, yuckier months? Like, what kind of things would make a difference right now and in the coming sort of 3 months? Because one of the things I've learned for myself and over my 17 years at Progress to Health, talking to hundreds of people who experience mental health and disabilities, is that having a plan and feeling slightly prepared, like I'm not even saying feeling very prepared, it's just slightly prepared, like you have some vague idea, it just makes a huge difference to our feeling of ability to cope. And so often the difference between stress and trauma is our perception of if we can manage it, if we can cope, if we're capable of surviving it and getting through. And I know so often a lot of us, we experience seasonal affective disorder, whether in small degrees or in large degrees. And so like winter months kind of are not great. Or maybe you have a chronic illness as well, or autoimmune disease, as well as, you know, mental health or disability. And it's like, you know, winter months are just bad because, like, you know, everyone gets sick and they kind of just ignore it and they go around and like you pick up stuff and it's just like not great. I know for myself, between the grey days, which make my mood really low, and just the lack of sun, so my mood definitely gets low, but also just like cold and wet, and it's just I do not feel sociable, so I don't do the things that help bring me up. Like if I'm talking about Te Whare Tapawhara, I'm not doing anything for my taha whānau, my social well-being. I just don't want to leave the house. I kind of want to stay by the fire and I want to drink hot chocolate and I kind of just want to nap all the time. So it's like if we start preparing now, it can make such a difference for later, because it can be like just that real acknowledgement of how it is for us can make a huge difference. So if you're someone like me who's prone to physical unwellness during winter months, it can be really good to be prepared, whether you do vaccines or not, or whether you do something like buckle and burner, or you just make sure you're stocked up on vitamin C, or maybe you just are starting to plan to like have masks so you can wear masks when you're out and about around people, because quite frankly, you know where you've been, but we don't know who's been breathing on anyone else around us and what bugs they're now trying to spread. So it's like thinking about, is there anything that you need to prepare? So it's like that planning stage, because it's I quite like using my three P's, because one of the things that I came up with many years ago was how do I, like, because many people have asked me, how do I manage my own mental health? How do I own my own well-being? How do I work full-time? How do I, like, you know, survive with things going on that they are? And I had to, like, I had an idea, but I, as me, I waffled for a long time. And then I kind of made it into, like, a three-point thing, because I'm like, I don't know about anyone else, but trying to remember more than 3 points is a bit hard. So I came up with the three P's, which is planning, preparation, and persistence. And it pretty much is something I do everywhere in my life, both my personal life, my physical life, my mental and emotional, my social, my work life, my financial, everything is planning, preparing, and persistence. And definitely in different places of my life, I'm a lot better at than others, but generally, it's my baseline, it's what I try to do, right? So when we're coming into winter months, like planning for that is like, what are you like? What happens for you in winter? Like, are you someone who like you need to start planning now for how much your power bill is going to be? Because actually, you're going to like you only have heaters, like electric heaters to keep your house warm. Are you someone who you're going to get sick, so you know you need to save up some sick leave, or you need to like kind of start trying to save some money because you're going to have some unpaid days off work? Like, what is the thing? Is it a fact of, you know, that quite often in winter, actually, your car just doesn't like working, so you kind of have to like work out a way to kind of keep it covered and keep it dry and keep it as like, you know, least amount of ice on it as possible so your mornings don't suck completely? Like, what are the things that you need to plan for and know about? Now, this is not our first day on the planet, right? We've all been here for at least a couple of years. If you're old enough to be listening to a radio show or a podcast, you've probably been around a couple of times around the sun, right? And have a think about, like, what has made life really hard? What has made it feel hard to feel okay? What have been the challenges or the triggers for not feeling like you're coping? Or what things have just made you miserable and, like, you just, like, grumble about? Sometimes I try and think about, what do I need to plan for so I grump less at those around me? So not only will I feel a bit happier because I'm not as grumpy, but also everyone around me will be a lot happier because I'm a lot less grumpy, right? Because actually I hate getting cold, wet feet. So I need to plan for having clean, dry, waterproof clothes in some form, and definitely shoes, right? So one of the preparing things I need to do is I need to go through all my kind of closed-toed shoes, my solid shoes, to actually make sure they don't have holes in them. Because last winter, it was not great. I had a pair of shoes that I thought were great. It was a pair of boots, and they were zip-up, and it was super easy, and they were really tidy, and it was great. And now my plan was I was just going to wear them every day to work for all of winter. And, like, the second day, the heel, like, the sole snapped, and so I got a hole. Like, so it got water in, and it was very wet that day, and it was cold, wet, and I didn't have a change of socks or a change of shoes, and I spent the entire day with one wet foot, and I was grumpy. I don't know if anyone at work noticed. They probably noticed I was making faces occasionally when I was walking around because I was squeaking, which was also not fun. Really, really bugged me. But I was like, okay, so I now know beforehand, like, I need to not just assume they're okay. I need to go through and test run everything and check it out and maybe give them a bit of a clean. So that's where the planning and preparation kind of work in together. So once your plan is being made, once you know, hey, I need to make sure I have enough vitamin C, I need to make sure I have enough money to cover my sick days, I need to maybe get a flu shot, make sure I got a firewood or start working on make sure I have enough bedding or have warm clothes. Like, what are the things you need to do, right? And then the preparation is actually the doing of. So the planning is the thought, and the preparation is the action. And it can be anything. Like, I know someone that they're part of their preparation for coming into winter is they get all of their shoes out and they give them all a really solid polish and make sure they're all really waterproof as much as they possibly can, right? Obviously, we're talking about leather shoes, not canvas shoes, but that's the thing that they find makes a difference for them. I know someone else who makes sure they check over their raincoat, make sure it hasn't sprung any holes or anything. They get their next sunny, hot, vaguely warm day, they get their mattress outside to give it an air out, and they give it a big vacuum so that then when they put their bed back together, they flip the mattress over because they've supposedly got like a summer side and a winter side in their mattress, which sounds very flash to me. And then they put on an electric blanket and extra blankets and then like nice soft flannel sheets, and so they get themselves prepared in that way. So their planning is that they're making sure they have all those things to be able to do that, and their preparation is the doing of, right? What are the things that would make a difference for you? And if it's helpful to think about it in the terms of te whare tapa whā, so what about your physical well-being, your taha tinana? What would you need to do to look after that? For me, I make sure I get a flu shot. I make sure I have lots of vitamin C and zinc and echinacea. I make sure I have a whole bunch of really yummy pumpkin soup and veggie soup made and in my freezer. So when I'm not feeling good, I don't have to cook anything. I can just heat it up. What about your taha whānau, your social well-being? So what happens for you in winter? Like, do you need to prepare that actually you're just going to do video calls with people, or actually you're just going to stay inside and do crafts or read books or watch TV? Like, do you just need to let people know, hey, I don't really do winter. I'll see you on the other side. What would be the things that would make a difference? Is there stuff that you could do during winter? So if you plan for it and prepare and like have people kind of get on board with working things out, that there'll be some stuff that you'd like to do that would be really good, right? And what about your taha hinengaro, your mental and emotional well-being? Are you someone who experiences seasonal affective disorder, like with the lower amount of vitamin D, less sunshine, makes you feel low mood, feel sad? And so actually having a vitamin D supplement spending as much time in the sun as you can when there is some. What things make a difference for you? Are you someone who vitamin D supplement is enough that you could either get over the counter or through your GP, or do you need to have one of those UV lights? Are you someone that actually you just need to stock up on the hot chocolate or a specific coffee because actually if you have a hot drink to start your day, you're good? Thinking about what makes a difference for your mental and emotional well-being. I find being warm enough and being comfortable. So I need to make sure I have warm, comfy clothes. I have warm, comfy socks and blankets. I have to say, since I bought myself a couple of hoodies, so the big, oversized, soft, minky jumpers with the hoods and like a big pouch pocket at the front, I live in those in winter. And I only got them last year. I got them for my 50th birthday for my celebration, and because my birthday's in the end of July. And so it's very cold and I was going to have an ice cream sundae party because I really like ice cream sundaes, but it's cold. So we all got to wear warm, fluffy pajamas and eat ice cream sundaes, and it was great. I find now that is my go-to because I can wear the hoodie up and I get warm and snuggly. I just need good slippers. Right? Like, what are the things that you need for your mental and emotional well-being? Do you need to have some good books from the library? Do you need to make sure, do you need to start up your Netflix subscription for a couple of months just so you got something to watch? Is it go to the library, get some books out? What are the things that would make a difference for your mental and emotional well-being? And then there's also your taha wairua, so your spiritual well-being. Now, that can be a really big one because a lot of people, quite often, the things that they do that support their taha wairua go a bit south, like they're not so easily done in the winter months. So maybe going to church if you do that, or temple, maybe going out and being in nature is the thing that you normally do. And actually, you know, the weather's not good, so you don't really want to do that, or it's just not very a good idea to go do. What are the things you normally do? What are some different ways of doing that? Or is there something else you can do, especially something that's inside and a bit warmer? And having a think about like kind of different ways you can express that. So is it instead of going for a walk in nature, are you going to do some craft and like maybe either or watch a documentary on something nature? So that's actually, you know, still gives you that little bit of an uplift. And it's think about the different things in life that you need to plan for and then start the preparation. And even if you don't start the preparation right now, because like I can hear a few of you going, oh, Vanessa, that's so much work. I don't want to do it. So many things. It's like, okay, cool. Well, are you up for writing the list? And even if it's just a few bullet points that tell you to remind you later on, because you've got time, right? We've got some time. We're only in the middle of May. We've got some time to get some stuff organized. But sometimes we have energy later. Right now we have the thoughts and later we have the energy to do, but we don't have the remembrance or we don't have the ideas. So we need to, if it can be really helpful for our future selves, to write ourselves a list. And I definitely like make sure you only write it as much as you need. You do not have to write screeds and screeds unless you really want to. And then, you know, once you've actually got that preparation like started and done, it's persistence. So sometimes the persistence comes in pushing through, getting through the planning and into the preparation. And sometimes it's the persisting to keep doing the preparation so you get everything on your list done. And sometimes it's just keeping going so you get it done enough that it makes a difference. Because like, I don't know about you, but like trying to get enough sunshine in winter is really hard, especially in the Waikato. We have a lot of very grey days. We have a lot of misty days, a lot of fog. And I can't like guarantee that in a week that I'm actually going to get multiple days of sunshine. So actually, I can't just have that as my prepared thing is that I'm going to go out in the sun when it is some. I actually have to have several different things that I could try. And so the persistence is having myself remember and give it a go to find the thing that would make a difference right now and pay attention to when I'm starting to feel low mood, kind of haven't been getting enough sunshine, I'm kind of grumbling about how grey it is. Like, what is the things you need to pay attention to? And sometimes what we really, really need is we just need to talk to someone. Sometimes what's going on is that you're just like having a hard time working out, like, kind of like, you know, maybe right now our mental and emotional well-being is not great. Maybe our disability is making a bigger challenge than it normally is. And maybe we're just not feeling like we're coping. And so sometimes what's really important is reaching out and talking to someone. And sometimes we might not have someone really close to us that is available to kind of go over what's going on and help us in that moment to kind of find somewhere, something we can do to make a difference right now. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play our regular series of support lines. So these are different support lines that will have the times, what they do, the times available, what they do, how you get hold of them. So what I really recommend is you grab a pen and paper and you write these down. So if you ever need to reach out for some support, you know who to reach out to.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called. So need to talk. 1737. It's a free call or text service and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text. 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're there they're, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to. They're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family. And it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health. And it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them and they'll let you know what you need to do. And it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116. And that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508 828 865. Now the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 54 63.
Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details for any of those support lines. We do play that series of support lines at the end of every show of Fighting Stigma. So if you missed any and you want to grab them, you can either come back and listen to us again the next show of Fighting Stigma, which will be next week on Thursday at midday on Free FM 89.0. And we also have a repeat on Friday morning at 5 a.m., 5:30, I believe it is. Or there is a repeat on Sunday afternoon, a little bit more sociable time of 3:30 afternoon. So you can also find us on the Free FM website on freefm.org.nz and just look up Fighting Stigma, and there's a whole bunch of shows or podcasts on there, of previous shows that are put in podcast form, and you can listen to those. And at the end of each of those, there is those series of support lines, and there's also the Progress to Health ad, so you can grab those contact details. Each show is given a title, like a theme of what topic we talk about, so it makes it a little bit easier if you're kind of trying to find a specific one. And we also have all of our shows on Spotify, so you can also find them there. So hopefully that gives you a few ideas of things you can do to start getting ready for the coming winter months, the colder months. Because like that whole idea of the three P's, so planning, preparation and persistence, and it's all very much based about what's happening in your life and what would make a difference for you. If you have a really good friend or even a roommate or a flatmate who actually has certain things they need to do and they do, and you're like, hey, maybe I should do what they do. And it's like, well, yeah, if that would work and make a difference for you, well and truly, definitely do it. But if it doesn't work for you, don't. One of the things I always really do is food prep. Like I like making a whole bunch of meals and then just freezing serving sizes and just not having to think about food later. I can just heat something up and it's done. And I know other people who just can't do it. They absolutely hate it. They dislike the whole feeling like having leftovers. They need to actually have meals that they've cooked each day. And I was like, okay, great. That doesn't work for me, but it does work for you. So let's go organize our lives so that we both have our thing prepped and planned and ready to go. Because that's the thing. You are worth the effort. You are worth the self-care. And sometimes we have to put a little bit of work in, and we have to remember that really we're a very complicated houseplant. We need some food, water, sunshine, and nice talking to so that we survive and we thrive. So have a think about what you need as a complicated houseplant in your life to have you have the best coming winter months that you could do. But from us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.